Of course, is the heart of this bill. Both bills, the House and Senate bill, would create these new insurance exchanges, sort of like farmers markets, if you will, where private insurance companies would compete to offer coverage. There would be subsidies offered by the federal government for families that earn up to 400% of poverty. That's $88,000 for a family of four. So even, you know, healthy middle class incomes would be eligible for help affording these policies. The hope, of course, is that there would be enough competition that premiums would be affordable. That's the idea, of course, behind this public option that's in the House bill. But the hope is that there will be enough competition that people will be able to afford these policies and there will be help for them to purchase these policies. And of course, no pre-existing conditions either.
Okay. And Maggie has a question that resonates in so many different ways. People wanting to know, how does this affect a senior on Medicare?
Yes, of course, during the Senate debate, you might have thought that this bill was all about Medicare. There was so much talk about this, you know, $400 billion in Medicare cuts. There's actually some new benefits for seniors on Medicare. There's new preventive benefits, or at least no-cost preventive benefits for seniors on Medicare, and a gradual closing of that donut hole in the Medicare prescription drug benefit. Right now, if you get up to a certain amount, you keep paying your premiums, but you don't get any more coverage. And, of course, there are some reductions in payments to healthcare providers under Medicare, but we've seen those before, and it seems unlikely that there would be any benefit reductions unless you're in a private Medicare Advantage plan. Those are the private HMOs, and some people who are now getting extra benefits might see some of those scaled back. Yeah. But in general, probably not much change for the worse, a little bit of change for the better if you're on Medicare.